Stands in the beer aisle for 10 minutes. Looks at every beer, checks Untappd. Walks up and down the aisle two more times. Asks somebody about it. Still goes home with the same six pack we had last week. This is the perfect pour.
Watching me in last week.
I'm just speculating.
Taking notes, notating.
I'm gonna
note how Mikey shops.
First he, then he.
Field notes. Comes in handy.
Oh yeah, it does. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. Okay. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Later on, we got 2 hours of drinking and beard talking. And the second hour of the show, you can look forward to, hang on for, where beers releases we are looking out for.
Beers.
Did you say beers? People getting cheers. That's what's going on. And things we were caught drinking in the past week. That's what goes on in the second hour. First hour, get into some beer culture news. And the listeners call us and leave us tons of voicemails. Because they're great about that. They're like, these guys cannot come up with content. We got to call in.
We
help them out.
We must help
them. They don't know anything about beer.
Hell, we can't pick a new beer, let alone come up with content.
Yeah, right. So that's what you can expect. Lots of fun and lots of beer drinking. Before the show, we've already started. We started tailgating because beer is fun. We like to have fun. We only had two tailgate beers this week. One donated to the show by Florida Steve, Due South Brewing's Category 3 IPA. It was a light IPA, 6.1.
Lightish.
Yes. Very Florida, straight Florida IPA.
How is it not Dude South?
Dude South.
Is Dude not a Florida thing?
Dude South. And also, Drake's Brewing's 1500 Pale Classic Dry Hop Pale Ale.
Does it say classic? Are you adding that? Is that your adjective?
Sorry, Drakes, everybody.
Classic.
Why does he keep doing that?
You can't just make things up because you want to.
We didn't give him beer so he could fuck it up.
Sorry.
We're not old, we're new.
Yeah. Drakes is from San Diego, wow. South Bay.
That was a East serious Bay. East pressure Bay. Release.
Oh, what is that?
It sounds
the
freshly.
Trained listener of the show knows that is a crowler being opened.
That sounds freshly shaken from the car ride over the old Kettleman Hills out there.
Is this only hours old still, crowler?
Pretend. Just pretend.
Yes.
Everything's hours old if you think about it from a certain point of view, as Obi-Wan might say.
36 hours old?
All right.
That's young enough to consider still an hours. It's not calling your 2-year-old 24 months old still.
I was a 25th month older.
So make sure you fill your glass up.
Fill it up.
So they mentioned that
we can't reseal this crowler.
This beer was released.
Lame.
Get one of those champagne stoppers. That'll work.
Yeah.
5 days ago. So they said it still has a hop bite to it. And it'll,
still a little green?
And they say, yeah, still a little green. But they said, you know, give it a week and it'll start pillowing out and then it'll just kind of ride the waves of Millerton Lake.
Sorry. Whoa, that's pretty very raw lake.
That's dank.
Oh, man, this is good. I love green IPA. Man.
So this one's called Fresh Kicks.
Fresh Kicks.
It's
all the other kids with the pumped up kicks.
New England.
That's some cool labeling they got there.
And yeah, so I was at the new
cool
brewery, not to
Central Coast has a new brewery.
Not to, I guess it used to be
facility.
A Honda Motorsports dealership.
Does it smell of two cycle?
Yes. So they ring, ding, 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 gutted the whole place. And it's a horseshoe. So you walk in the front, you go right, you can order food or go to the bathroom, you go left, you go run into the main bar, but dead center of you is the brew system.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get to watch all the brewers on the monkey bars. And oh, the jungle boy. Gym.
I
and,
bet they love that.
Yep.
You tap on the glass.
Hey.
Look at this fucking monkey.
And then if you continue going past the bar, it leads you to a little room in back.
Industry room.
You would think it would be like a banquet room.
Beep. Denied.
Are you industry?
But they have a pool table.
Ooh, nice.
And then they have a big chalk wall for whatever you connect for.
Drawing. Art.
Art.
Hangman, whatever you want to do.
Wow.
And then they have restored video games.
Ooh.
Arcade games.
Arcade is back. 2018.
Yes. Yeah.
So we need that for the studio as well. Come on. We need a big Patreon push this month. We're going to get that stand-up video game.
We'd never get through a podcast. Matt would be playing Miss Pac-Man over in the corner.
Oh,
beep, beep, boop,
deep, boop, boop. Oh, like, man.
Mind the noise, please.
Miss Pac-Man all day.
So, yeah, pretty cool place. Yeah, nice. They had a little pilot system behind the bar, like if you've ever been to Riley's, kind of similar thing.
I have been to Riley's,
yes. Oh, yeah. It's probably like a one or two barrel. They had a little three tanks behind there.
In the glass.
Yeah, and it was like a glass partition. Yep. Yeah.
I will say I'm going to miss leaning up against the fermenters while sitting in the old Central Coast Brewing.
Well, that's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's still there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I could sit inside the fermenters almost. Yeah.
It's like, what's – oh, I just hit my elbow on something. Seating. Oh, it's a fermenter.
Oh, ouch. Equipment.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're not giving that up. The coffee shop went out, so they opened up a sandwich coffee shop there.
That's cool.
And then they have a food truck out front of their building, and they have that small little brewery. So I think they're pretty invested in that original location.
Okay.
And it's literally on the other side of downtown.
Oh, they are. They're bookending the downtown area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you go any further down Hygira. The
original is pretty far out there.
It's a good walk from. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good walk from the Libertine. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't know how we know this, but we just know.
For Fresnans.
Yeah.
I'm like, what sucks?
You have to walk more than the block? Forget it.
But, yeah, because if you go any further down Hygira, you end up at Madonna, so.
Whoa.
From the other location.
Okay.
Yeah, literally, it's like two, it goes a cemetery, then it goes Madonna Road.
Can I can walk there from the cemetery Madonna Inn?
You would be crazy, but yeah.
Why would I be crazy?
There's a lot of traffic.
You gotta cross the. I mean, I gotta cross the 101. 101.
It would be 101, but I mean, Madonna has its own road that crosses the 101. Mm. So.
It does?
Yeah, it says Madonna Road, and it picks up off Hygira, and it goes across the highway to Madonna.
Right. There's the Safeway over there, or whatever it is. There's Market.
Market.
The Elks Lodge.
I'm excited to one day try.
Yeah, definitely recommend it. They have pretty good food. They had pizzas, burgers, tater tots, pulled pork, all your bar staples.
Very good.
Oh, pulled pork.
Yeah, shoot your beer's heading right there right now.
She's coming.
Barbecue pulled pork pizza.
Wow, okay,
that's different. I don't know how I feel about that.
It works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, if you
that have, might be my pineapple on pizza.
If you haven't had the Texas barbecue from me and Ed's, that's a good ass pizza.
Really?
It has bacon, carnitas, chicken, and something else. And barbecue light barbecue sauce, drizzle, cheese, and it's pretty awesome. So just throw one of those in there next time you're ordering from me.
Yeah,
throw one on top.
Throw one in there. My vegetarian wife to be like, hey, let's throw in one of them barbecue pizzas.
Do half and half. Do half barbecue, half veggie.
Yeah,
that'll go over well.
No, she likes pineapple.
Yes.
Good.
pineapple pizzas.
We paid her lots of money to like pineapple pizza.
Wait, really? I'm not seeing this money.
No, we paid her. Hey, you like pineapple, right? No. $100 says you do.
Maybe I like pineapple if I get $100. I could sell out the big pineapple. Big pineapple Dole.
Big pineapple Dole's
Dole wants to walk around throwing checks around. I just might.
Presented by Dole.
Just might be a pineapple and a pizza guy after all. I'm like, oh no, nothing's going to change. Nothing will change. Everything's still the same. Still the same employees. We're still making the same pizzas. We're just making everything with Dole pineapples on them now. We can still go to all the indie pineapple conventions and all the indie everything.
You're trailing. Yeah. Pick it up.
Then,
what's going on? What's going on out there, culture?
So, California Craft Beer Summit has announced that you can now
have pineapple on your pizza.
Now, purchase your early bird tickets to the festival.
Staying away from that.
That's in September, right?
So, yeah. So the summit is.
What do I get for being an early bird?
So it's on the 6th through the 9th. I think it's just a cheaper discounted ticket.
You get more money in your pocket.
But $45 gets you your ticket into the beer festival from 12 to 4 p.m. And it includes bathrooms.
Thank goodness.
Oh. Ooh.
It includes a watcher. And
water.
And a cup and a wristband.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. Classy. Well, yep. I know how to do it up there in Sacramento.
There will be 160 breweries involved.
Damn.
And each brewery brings a minimum of 2 beers. I've seen some go up to 5 choices.
5.
So, I mean, as far as bang for buck, this is the place to go. And you could just stay at one booth and just go.
That sounds pretty good.
More, please.
More.
It's like getting right back look, on guy, the ride.
Hey, look, guy, we got to have other people need to try this beer.
I'll have one more.
I'll have one more then.
Yeah.
Oh, let me just have one more then.
Yeah, so, one more, but that's it.
Highly recommend that beer festival. It is run very well.
As general public, I thought that you had to be industry to get into this thing.
So anybody can buy tickets.
We'll take anybody's money.
Yes.
Everybody can buy tickets.
So, I mean, if you want to go full bore, it's $299 a person. And that includes the seminars that are happening Thursday and Friday.
Seminars.
That's why typically
super exciting.
People do it.
And yeah, so you could be any part of the 3 tier. You could be an account that buys beer, mm-hmm. and you could go here to meet new breweries, make contacts. There's Geeks Who Drink. So if you're interested in doing pub quiz at your bar.
Ooh, pub quiz nationals.
So there's all sorts of layers. Or you could just go... Oh, okay. So you supply cans to breweries. Oh, you process hops. You could learn about all that stuff.
I collect coasters.
Yeah.
Ooh. Guys, checked out the coaster booth? No, what?
Where's the coaster con?
There's a coaster booth? Yeah, man.
Usually the Brewing Network's there if you wanted to go shake somebody's hand.
The BN.
Come on, Mikey.
See real craft beer or real beer media celebrities.
We're going to start CoasterCon and we're going to trade coasters.
CoasterCon.
CoasterCon. You see this rare vintage rare Butterfield's 1992 coaster.
Don't touch it.
But yeah,
put the white gloves on first.
If you just wanted to go to one day of the expo, it's $100. If you wanted to go to both days of the expo, it's $189.
Wow.
If you wanted to go to all 3 days Ooh. Of the expo, the beer festival prices. And the Thursday, Friday, but you didn't want into the VIP breweries reception, that's $219. If you want into that reception, it's $299.
Wow.
So
okay.
both Thursday, Friday, they start at 9 a.m. with classes until about 6 o'clock. No. Sorry. Classes till about noon. Then they open the convention center till 6. And then they shut that down. Friday night, you're allowed to go upstairs in the balcony. And that's where they just have food and more free beer.
Darn it.
It's a pretty good setup.
Sounds wonderful.
You can swing it.
Yeah.
A crowler.
Me. Crowler. Me. Me.
It's good beer. I want to have more.
Yeah, I was almost afraid that they weren't going to let me fill this because it was fresh and they didn't have any crowler pricing on their menu. And I just asked the girl, I was like, please let me know if I could get that in a crowler and I want it. And she goes over and asks the big boss. And I don't know if he looked at me or he was just like, I don't care. But she's like, came back, she's like, industry. I can do it. And I was like, thank you, please. I'll take one.
Here's my credit card.
I was happy just because though I only had one Central Coast growler at home and it was not clean. And I was not about to hardcore disinfect that thing. So when I walked in and saw those crowlers, I was like, all right, I'm going to get one.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm way more willing to buy a crowler than purchase a growler these days.
Yep. It's usually only a buck.
I almost cried when I was down at Carl Strauss. I was like, I got to buy a growler. Never going to fill this again.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my life.
One more glass bottle sitting around.
Yeah, I'm looking at a big Central Coast growler over there by my bike right now.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Mm-hmm, I should have gave that to you before I left. Well.
Hey, I figured this was good enough.
What? I was saying, would it be any cheaper to get a growler, as far as ounce-wise, to have a growler already than get a crowler?
I mean, from my understanding, the purchase price on crowlers usually is only a buck.
Mm-hmm. You're just paying a dollar extra for the crowler.
Yeah, you just pay for the shell. The fill price is the same.
Fill price, there's no extra, right? If you have a crowler already?
Nope. Or growler already? There's no discount for, bringing your own container.
Right. But I mean, like...
it's not like bringing your own cup for Slurpee Day.
You know, the charge is what it is when you have your own growler.
It's just, if you forget them, you have a cheaper buy-in price.
Mm-hmm.
Some people still think cans are the devil and they swear by their growlers, and I'm just like,
devil.
All right, if you want to listen to that goddamn thing roll around the back of your car, go for it.
He's over 50.
Clink, clink. Yeah, that's all you hear is clink, clink every time you turn the corner.
I could taste the difference between a can and a bottle of beer.
I don't like that machine.
Good for you, sir.
I can do it. I probably said that when cans are coming out. I was like, no, I can taste the difference. It's
better.
Although I would, I think I still would rather, if there's no glassware available, I think I still would rather have it out of a bottle than a can. I'm drinking straight.
Wow.
Maybe? Yeah.
Yep. You could also see Mikey watering his lawn this Saturday.
With McCann. How you doing?
Get off my lawn.
Nice day, huh?
Hey, don't cut the corner.
Hey, the sidewalk's for bike riding, bro. Not my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on out there in beer world? All the fun of the craft beer world.
The beer world.
Summed up in every Friday on the Perfect Pour.
Damn it, it's Friday already.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Big weekend. 3-day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You got any special beers for the 3-day weekend?
Yes, the coldest one in my fridge.
Ooh, this one's special. Hey, what are you doing in there? Hey, don't touch the cold ones. Any beers I can't have in there?
All of them.
See the ice chest? Yeah. See the cooler out back?
All of them.
You might just
you drink out of that cooler.
You might just have to pay attention to my Instagram.
Ooh,
maybe you'll see some cool
Brewer
stuff.
87 all weekend long. Cool stuff on the Instagrams. Maybe even slip in a Perfect Pour pic in there. Get in that Instagram account.
Maybe I'll do
Perfect Pour Pod.
Maybe I'll do a live stream.
Whoa.
That's what I call when I'm taking a pee.
Honey, I'm doing a live stream in here.
That's not what it means.
That's great, dear. No, it's a live stream.
The kids on the Instagram.
Love it.
Is that the other AC/DC song? Live stream.
Yes.
Live stream. On the live
Lost hits from AC/DC.
What else going on? You done there, Peter Brewer?
Yeah, what I don't want to. Let's see what somebody else has.
Louis, what do you got?
Louis, what's happening in your world?
And the show's going to be 3 hours long tonight.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, better late than never. I have not whined about bicycles enough this year. Right?
National Bike Month.
National Bike Month. And it's over.
And it's done.
So
you rode your bike.
Yes, which I have not done. Hence why I've not talked about it, because it's not been on my mind lately. But if you are interested, here's what you missed. Because Bike Month is over.
It's over.
And in Fresno, that means it's going to be way too damn hot.
Biking.
Yeah.
Biking's over. It's not never too hot. If you leave the house at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, try 4 in the morning. Tioga Sequoia had bike maintenance basics.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Matt said nothing to us bike lovers about it.
Way to go. I
posted about it on social media.
No. You act like I pay attention to that stuff. Mike's got a bike. Look, he needs basics.
I need basic maintenance tips. I'm not gonna switch out my tires.
Someone needs to show it up.
My tubes.
Oh, not going to switch the tubes?
Oh, that's...
You're going to pay good money to do that?
Such a pain in the ass.
Oh, come on. You wimp.
Such a pain. Because it gets all bunched up and I can't get it in there right. And then it makes me feel stupid.
That's what she said.
And then I want to throw things around because an inanimate object makes me feel stupid.
Yes.
I don't like that.
All right. Next YouTube video. Mike changes a tire.
Yeah, that would be good. Live stream that.
Part two, Mike changes a tire after 6 beers.
Yep. Then I might be able to do it.
Woo! That was easy.
That was easy. You know, it's like when you're a better pool player after 3 beers than you are with no beers in you.
Yep.
But then that 5th beer, you're a terrible pool player.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my problem. I always start in the 5th beer.
Yeah. See? You starting on that 3rd beer. That's when you're in prime pool playing mode.
Pressure's off, but you still got your wits about you.
Right. Exactly.
Fresno Bike Party did bike prom.
Mm-hmm.
Also at Tioga Square.
Yep.
What's that? Did they dress their bikes up?
Yeah, it's more like Sadie Hawkins. Like everybody was dressed like you
all
could tell.
All the female bikes had to ask the male bikes to the dance?
Well, not so much that, but you could tell who the couples were. For some reason, they felt the need to dress in matchy outfits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Isn't that quaint?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Let's see. Bike Dog Brewing released special bike dog buttons.
I should hope so. It's their and month they have, to shine.
I missed this fact. They have 2 locations now. And so they did different buttons
in
per
Sacktown?
Location. Yeah. So you got green buttons at one place and blue buttons at the other. So now I got to ride to 2
We're
places.
We're never going to get a remote tap room on anything. Not even the Tioga Sequoia remote tap room.
It's called every other bar in Fresno.
Yeah. Yep. For lucky.
Ooh. Is Tioga has a stand at the Grizzlies, right?
Yeah, we're served at the Grizzlies.
There you go. There's your remote tap room.
there you go. You got one.
You got one.
They're going to do a thing in left field this year. I don't think it's going to be ready till next season, but they're going to do like a hangout area, like an Oakland Coliseum.
Isn't that where the pool's at?
Called the treehouse. No, well. Yes, but it's more in the left corner.
Oh.
They're doing this. You know where that
That's the Tecate
stand?
Corner.
Yeah,
now.
The Tecate corner. That corner of the field. They're going to it's going to be like a bar, like just like a picnic-y bar, yes. Hangout area.
Finally somewhere to hang out at a baseball game.
Yeah. God.
Instead of just watching it.
Like sitting
regular
in a seat
people.
And watching it.
Having to go to the bottom level to get a $2 Tecate.
$2?
Like a peasant.
I'll mix them amongst you peasant lower people
just to get my beer. Then I'm going to go back up.
I'm going back up. I have no idea if this is a good cause or not, but there's a website called bikesandbeer.com, and they put on events in cities with large breweries, and the event proceeds go to a charity of that city. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. The only California one I saw is obviously Chico because of Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
So if anybody's been to one of these events, let us know. Is this good?
We're all bikers of various skills and riding.
Yes. And gear selections.
We like the bikes and the beer. It's one of those, biking's one of those things that have those sports or just extracurricular things that are kind of linked with craft beer geeks, I think. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's always these side things that match up, like soccer, biking.
The bike polo seems to be a big one.
Yeah.
Fresno has their own group. I think, don't they practice at Full Circle now? I think they used to practice at Tioga.
The whole thing out there.
Yeah, but they got the big concrete, the slab.
Yeah, the slab.
The slab.
It's called the roller derby slab.
Shifting gears. So, New Belgium, I couldn't find anything New Belgium was doing with bikes.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Other than the Tour de Fats happening. Of course, not in our city again. So who cares? But La Folie is going to be released again this year. And this time, they are going with a more traditional-looking bottle and a corked and caged top instead of a cap like they've done. This is their 20th anniversary for La Folie.
Cork and cage. Classy.
Big times.
Do you like that beer?
I love that beer.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of the first sours I actually fell in love with. What is this?
We got a new beer on the show. If you're listening, you heard that was a 16-ounce can being opened. It is a beer donated to us by the Beer Father from the Beer with Friends podcast. It's called New Money. Who is it by? Who's this by, Nick?
Oh, yes. Let me look right now.
It's got a veggie spice aroma.
Is this the brewery? Gentrail State. That doesn't make sense. It's a weird. Why would you name your brewery that?
Gentrail State?
Central State Brewing.
Central State Brewing.
Central State. There's a smudge on the C.
Sounds like something that could be here.
Yeah. Central State. Where are you from? Oh, Central State. Central State Brewing Company. New Money.
This is pretty good.
So speaking of New Belgium, I saw the new Belgium Fresno rep out in the wild.
Oh, really? The replacement for Rad Stacy? Whoa.
And I just looked over and I said, you're not Rad Stacy.
You're not Rad Stacy.
Wow. Do they look like somebody that could be on the Perfect Pour one day?
No.
No way. You can't just bring in somebody that's not Rad Stacy.
Yeah. You just can't be that rad. She's been a listener forever.
I know. He's like, yeah. Yeah, ironically, Rad Stacy doesn't even listen to that freaking show.
Right.
Now, he's been listening forever, and he's like...
And this guy knew...
Finally, I got mentioned on the show.
New Belgium had an opening because he heard the episode of Rad Stacy was leaving. So he applied the next day and got the job because of us.
You can't get out of Rad Stacy's shadow. Where did you see him at?
A place... let's sit back and relax for a minute. Well, they had beer and they had wine.
Yeah.
And it was totally the place to get beer and wine.
It was totally more. You're like, I think this place has more.
If you totally need more beer and wine, this is the place to go.
Just She doesn't care anymore.
Paul, we need a rewrite.
Yeah. That's the scene. What you gonna do? New Belgium. I guess New Belgium's not gonna. Nobody's selling out anymore. Even buyouts have gotten boring.
Buyout. Yeah, we saw that coming.
We need an exciting buyout. We're getting bored over here as beer geek. We like to make fun of things and get mad at things.
Well, now I got to ask you, who would shock you if they sold out?
Okay. Shocking. Well, the most.
Who would you cry?
The most shocking.
And throw things. Like, what would you make you bike tire changing angry?
The Modern Times.
Really?
Because they're one of the leaders of independent beer.
Of not
like,
selling out.
Yeah.
Employee owned.
Employee owned. They'll go on Twitter and
stand up.
Stand up for independent beer and against buyouts and stuff like that. That would be the most like. Dear God,
yeah.
There is no God. There are no beer gods in craft beer anymore, and apparently. That would be the most. I mean, Sierra Nevada would be really shocking as well.
Ooh, that would hurt. I would cry.
I'd cry.
There's only two times a man cries. At funerals and the Grand Canyon. And when his brewery sells out.
And when his favorite independent brewer sells out. To AB. All right. Is that it, Nick? You got all the things in there?
I got more. How much time do we
let's
got?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Okay. Segway. Here we go. Tie this one together.
I'll try.
So from bikes, we go to Volkswagens. Sacramento has Red Bus Brewing Company.
Hmm.
And they actually use a depiction of a red bay window bus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say their brew kettle is a Volkswagen or something.
As in bus, you mean Volkswagen?
BRB, I'm going to go start a brewery out of my bus. Thanks to Matt's brilliant idea.
Some of the non-Volkswagen people may just think of you're saying a regular bus. And not a Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm,
you're
mm-hmm.
talking about a Volkswagen.
It's an actual Volkswagen transporter.
Right. Transporter.
Transporter. Type 2.
Oh, Type 2. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what type 1 is, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, you should.
Yeah.
Speaking of buses.
Yeah.
Bird Rock Coffee Roasters.
Don't know them.
Yes, I'm listening.
You should know them because their coffee is in craft beers, such as Carl Strauss's Morning Sun. Crap, I didn't write it down. And Alesmith's Speedway Stout.
Oh, that one.
There you go. There you go. Know that one. They made a short bus truck as an advertisement piece. I like this.
There's a lot. It seems like I see a lot of those Volkswagen
being cut into little mini baby buses.
Yeah, and just like used for advertising purposes.
Because they're bad.
Because they're badass.
See? There's no Corvair buses. No Dodge A100s being used.
Yeah.
No. It's all part of the
Mustang bike. Guy, bro.
It's all part of the bikes and dogs and craft beer thing.
Yep.
Volkswagens fall right in there.
Volkswagen, dogs, biking,
mm-hmm.
Soccer.
Apparently soccer.
It's a big mix. Apparently soccer.
Pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple on pizza is a big thing.
Yeah.
And craisins.
Craisins. Salad bars with craisins.
All just a big mix of things as a beer geek you have to deal with.
Stickers.
Stickers. Pub quizzes,
giant versions of your favorite childhood games.
Yes, giant versions of games. All things you got to deal with as a beer geek.
Life size shuffleboard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A puck gets loose and knocks over 60 people. Yeah. Oh man, you need six neighborhood blocks to play.
On Mother's Day, we went to Tioga Sequoia. I don't think I talked about it when my bin caught last week. And my daughter was there. Her uncle had her playing in the big, cadet 4's giant Connect 4 thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she goes up to the counter and I'm like, what's she doing? She goes up to the counter. They ask the counter people, Tioga Sequoia. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
What's happening here?
And she says something to them and they kind of looked a little bit bewildered, but they're like, oh, they kind of like gave her a hit, like a, okay. And then she walked to another place and then like she went behind something and she grabbed some various items that were apparently a part of the giant games of beer, the tap room beer games that she grabbed from behind something.
You mean prizes or pieces to these games?
Yeah, pieces. Oh. She must have seen them behind something.
Oh, and then man.
Wanted Eagle to go eyes. Ask if she could get, she could pull them out. And they're like, so yeah, whatever.
She saw the main part and knew somebody had to have the remaining pieces to this. There's like some other part. Like, these people like, behind the counter will happen? Know.
I was like, oh, okay. Everything's fine.
Man.
I was all, don't embarrass me, honey.
Yeah. Hey. Make daddy proud.
Hey, I got pretty big reputation here. Don't embarrass me.
I got a VIP card. Don't get it taken away.
Yeah.
Independent woman. Look out.
Yeah.
She doesn't need nobody's help.
Apparently not. What else is happening?
Here's a new one to look out for. Oh, maybe we should say that for
the podcast. Yeah. Save it, dude. Something to look forward to.
The way I said it made me think that needs to be saved for looking out for. Mm-hmm. So back to culture.
I like this freaking New Money beer.
New Money.
I think it's a good beer. Especially coming after that Central Coast, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
To follow up after that, I mean, you never, as a comedian, you never want to follow somebody that kills. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way on this show. It's like some beer that's just like really good. It's like, good luck, next beer. But that thing was all right.
Yeah, how much did that Central Coast change the palate for this one?
I don't know.
Did you do a proper cleansing?
I did after I got a cracker, which is super proper.
Super duper.
What else, Nick?
I think that's good for now. We'll save the rest for cheers and looking out for.
Oh, man.
There's some we have some cheers updates.
Whoa. Looking out for cheers coming up in the second hour of the show. But for now, we got... Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? I sing this quite often during my day driving around. I do various tones. I'm like, I'm pretty great singing this song to myself.
Acapella in the truck.
Yep. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. That includes the Perfect Four. So you can leave a voicemail there for us. Or the new hot trend and craft beer podcasts right now. Wait a minute.
Trend?
Oh, yeah.
You asked for this.
We're trending. This new hot trend is to record something on your smartphone and email it to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Use your voice app in your phone. Record something while you're hanging out. You're having a flight. Last week we had a great one where he's just like, I'm having a flight. This is the flight I'm having. Thought I'd give you guys a call. Thanks. That was awesome. These kind of things we appreciate. And our first emailed voicemail comes from this gentleman right here. Hopefully it works. And now I can't hear it. Great.
Oh.
I jinxed it by knowing I was like, this is not going to work.
Hello, this is your Santa Rosa.
Oh, we're going to start it over.
Hey, Perfect Pour. Uh-oh. This is Binge Clark, your Nebraska rep, checking in. Of course, I'm not your Nebraska rep. I'm just used to saying that.
Nope. You've been crossed out.
Santa Rosa rep. Wow. Anyway, yeah, getting settled in, and tell you what, there's a lot of beer here.
You're welcome.
In case you didn't know. Yeah, Santa Rosa and Sonoma County's not all just Pliny, turns out. Turns out there's a lot more. This past weekend, the beer came to me. It was really nice. The museum where I work, we had a little event, and a new, relatively new, I guess about a year old, a new brewery called Seismic Brewing was there. And I guess they're connected to the Kendall Jackson Winery people. I'm not really sure. Anyway, they had some really good stuff, including an IPA they called Shattercone. And everything they made was good, but that was really the star of the night. It had this like so there's no like adjuncts or nothing, nothing added to it, but they still managed to get like this kind of strawberry melon thing going on. Man, it was good. Never had anything quite like it. So definitely a looking out for if you're in the area and get those, get beers from them distributed in your area. So anyway, I think that's it for me for now. I'm still, digging out from all these damn boxes.
Oh man.
And still, of course, enjoying the show. Glad you guys enjoyed that water. I sent you.
It was good. Good Nebraska water.
Check the date on that can too, that crowler.
I was there. Day.
The last day of March, and thought, oh boy, I should send the boy something tomorrow. And then I realized, oh, I could send them something really special. So,
Nebraska.
Crowlered water. As I'm
paying, there was a different person that was ringing me up. Uh-oh. Than the gal that was helping me out. And he goes, oh, you got our hop water? I was like, you guys make hop water? I didn't know that. So I would have sent you some really delicious hop water if I known that they made it, but that wasn't the case. Anyway,
I want to know what they charge you for a crowlering water. That's I need to know. Thank you, Bench.
We had the two-part hop water. We had to drink the hops and then drink the water. Mix.
I want to know what they charge them for. Did they just charge them $1 for crowlering water? We should crowler some Fresno water, Matt. And send it out.
Let's not do that. Let's not be mean.
You don't want to do that?
We don't need to be mean.
Steven's got a crowler machine. We can do it all we want.
All we want.
Sure, go for it.
Maybe we will.
Hey, guys, it's XL. Just sitting here drinking some tasty Michigan beer. I've got a Bell's Two Hearted Ale. Mm-hmm. And wanted to tell you about some of my recent travels over to Michigan. A couple of Fridays ago, I headed over to Detroit. Main part of the trip was to go to a Tigers game. Part of my quest to visit all the major league ballparks. Comerica Park was the 16th park I've gone to a game at. Unfortunately, weather did not want to cooperate. Game was under rain delay when I got there. Sat there for a while, and then the game got canceled about an hour into game time. So I don't know if that counts in my quest, if I get to tick that park off as having been there or not. I mean, I've been there, but I didn't get to actually see a game. So if I kind of trying to relate that to beer, if I visited a brewery and I didn't drink there, was I ever there? That's one of those philosophical questions we have to ask ourselves, I guess.
Was I really there?
Fortunately, there's lots of great beer in Michigan. It helps wash away my baseball disappointment. And being a Padres fan, I am used to disappointment. When we first rolled into town, we checked out the new Founders Detroit Tap Room. They've got the normal Founders lineup there, but there's always several beers that never see distribution, and they have some beers that are exclusive to that Detroit tap room.
Exclusive. That's all I drink.
One of my favorites of the visit was something called the Mackinac Fudge Donkey Stout. It was brewed with Mackinac Fudge coffee and tasted like dark roast coffee and a rich, chewy fudge laid into the stout, almost like a fudge coffee stout smoothie in a way. It was really, really good. Pretty awesome. I also picked up a six-pack of an exclusive Detroit taproom bottling of Sleeper Cell Double IPA. Took that with me. I've got one of those set aside to put in the next shipment I pass out to you guys, so you'll enjoy that when you get it. Before the ballgame, I also stopped into the Detroit location of Jolly Pumpkin Brewing. Not sure if you've heard of those guys before. They do like a lot of oaky, sour things. They're pretty good. They're north of downtown Detroit. It's kind of an area. It's interesting. It's a bit gentrified. You know, it's got a little bit of plight around it, but the area they're in is a bit of a hipster alley. Right next to Jolly Pumpkin is Third Man Records, the Detroit location, and then right next to the record shop is a place called Shinola. It's a store that sells watches, bicycles,
like you guys
turntables, and moleskins. Totally
bicycles and moleskins.
So something for each of you guys. Not that you guys are hipsters. It kind of makes me wonder, can you be a hipster in Fresno? And just what would a Fresno hipster look like? I don't know. Anyways, ball game got canceled, so we went out to grab a bite and a couple more beers for me. Unfortunately, Friday night, everything was kind of nuts to butts everywhere, especially because of the rain. Any patio was closed down. Everybody was crammed in everywhere. I'm usually okay to stand in the corner and drink my beer, but since I had the wife with me, a.k.a. the Bethanator, a.k.a. Stu's mom, she's not a beer fan. I had to kind of find a place where we could sit a spell, get some eats while I had a couple beers. So we ended up at the Hopcat. They're kind of a small chain, got a few places in Michigan, a few other Midwest areas, good beers and good food. I've also been to the one in Grand Rapids. Worth a stop if you see one in a town you're visiting, want to go somewhere other than just a brewery, or you need a family-friendly place. It's a good stop. We were in town for just the one day, so I didn't get a chance to get anywhere else. But I did just plan a weekend trip to Florida at the end of August, a little more beer travel and baseball travel. Took advantage of the Southwest Airfare sale, continuing my Major League ballpark quest. Going to be going to a Marlins game and a Rays game, flying in and out of Fort Lauderdale, traveling between Miami and Tampa. So, Florida reps, clear your calendars. We can have a get it. It'll be fun. One thought for you guys in your beer fridge overflow situation. Maybe you need to do a special one-off show, perhaps on a weekend, tonight, on a very special Perfect Pour Pod. You can have some of your local guests over and just blow through all the beers to go out of code. You know, no normal show structure, nothing major going on. Just enjoy some beers and getting goofy. Could be fun. And one final thought. It's been a while since someone guessed what Mikey does for a living, and I think I may have it. He has talked about being in a service truck, so it seems it might be somewhat of a mobile gig. In fact, I think there might be a song about it.
What? What?
Did we lose it? What happened? Did your phone go to sleep?
It did. See, this happens when you leave too long a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
I am a lineman for the county.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I drive the main road.
Nice.
That's right. Mikey and Glenn Campbell wandering up and down Highway 99 working on the lines. Yep, that's Glenn. Right. They're making sure your phone calls are cold transfers.
Oh! Anyways,
keep up the good work, guys.
He brought in the reference.
Cheers to all the Perfect Pour listeners. Reminding you to get out there, take a road trip, visit a brewery location you've never been to.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to find. Maybe it'll be some donkey stout. Bye.
Donkey stout.
Bye.
Hey, you got any of that donkey stout?
I need some DP in my life. Well, I'm sorry, stout? Sir.
I was listening to a program, and they talked about donkey stout.
All right, so step one is find friends. Step two, invite them to bottle party.
Now, this can says San Diego-style IPA, hop forward and not overly malty or bitter. It is malty.
It's everything it's not.
This is a beer donated to the show by Chew Your Beer. It's from Thorn Brewing. And
I like the little trash panda.
It's a pale ale. And it is. It's a malty pale ale. And they said they are claiming it's not malty.
They said this is a San Diego style IPA, hop forward, and not overly malty or bitter.
San Diego, Russia?
I don't think they know what those words mean.
This is this, if you told me this was an East Coast IPA, I'd believe you. I'd be like,
Oh, Florida Steve must have sent us this beer.
This tastes definitely like something from the East Coast.
Not your hazy, unfiltered Northeast, like your typical malt-forward East Coast IPA.
Relay IPA from Thorn Brewing. They should mark this as an East Coast IPA.
Yep.
Because, like...
Oh, that would send people into a...
No, but, like... Tailspin. Yeah, it's in San Diego. There's nobody's marketing East Coast IPA.
That's true.
East Coast style. You
for
see
some
that?
Reason, I was thinking Northeast. I was
But just like East like Coast. Southeast, maybe even.
Gotcha.
That if you see that on the board and you're like, you go to breweries all the time in San Diego, you might be like, oh, let me try that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
immediately throw your glass on
this beer is maybe 30, 35.
Oh, I remember.
Maybe 30, 35 days old. It said March 15th it was canned.
Mm-hmm. It's still in the good
still
range.
In the fairly good range. It doesn't have a paper taste. Doesn't have a diacetyl taste. So it's a clean beer. There's
more
just no
butter than grandma's no biscuits.
No hops. Mm-mm.
No hops. I said no hops.
Hops is no here.
No hops.
Oh, no.
I said
no.
This, but it says San Diego.
Hops is no here.
No salt. I said no salt.
Louis, go away. No,
Louis,
go away.
It's now is the time of the show when Louis bothers people randomly. Louis, what are you doing?
Ever had your elbows licked? How about now?
Hey guys, I'm emailing.
What?
Who's this?
Yeah, that's Florida. This whole trend of perfect poor
See?
Listeners
I told
emailing.
This trend.
You know what? It had me thinking.
Uh-oh.
Where did it all start?
I like the reverb he's got going. Is he in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He might be.
The Grand Poobah.
Put the lotion
that's
in
right.
Basket.
The Grand Poobah started the email voicemail trend. I'm the original. I'm the originator.
Oh, does anyone want to challenge that? Florida
Keep
Steve.
Keep up the great work, guys.
Man. Florida Steve says he's the original. Is that true?
Was it a well?
It doesn't feel like that's true.
Or was it a pit?
It was a pit.
It was a pit?
That
was a pit.
Yeah.
But he had a well. He had a well vibe to him.
Okay.
But he had all the... He had a well, too. You just didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay.
You just didn't see it.
No.
Multiple holes in the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my well. Over there's my pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both are useful.
That's in the deleted scene. So the
yeah. And over there is my barbecue pit.
Oh, smoke a
pit. Oh. Chew's just over there, just hey, what's going on? He's over there getting some brisket going.
Outback's a septic, you don't want to go back there.
Go back there. So, Florida Steve's claiming that the trendsetter for the email voicemails. I don't know if anyone wants to challenge that or not, but or Steve, the Grand Poobah, Florida.
He's
I think Florida Paul reps. Might be the only one. Who might be able to challenge
he's
that.
Technically sent
but
us.
But he sends us the drops.
Okay, but
voicemail.
Technically it's audio.
And it's technically audio. Yeah. It's a voice sent via
that's not
email.
What we're talking mm-hmm. about, though. We're talking about voicemails. Right.
Come on.
Guys.
Get it straight.
From a citizen point of view.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and Janine.
Hi.
Yes. Colorado reps.
Hi.
Chilling out Sunday.
We are calling in to talk about Matt because this is Matt's week.
It is.
And yay, it's Matt's week. You,
so we're Woo, Matt here week. To talk about your alter ego slash superhero.
Because Matt's a hero.
All right. Go, Colin.
So my superhero for Matt is Splinter, the rat from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because he's actually the smart one, and they always want to know. They say, hey, Splinter, have I had these hops before? And Matt would say... Yes, you have. And then Mikey would say, hey, Matt, have I had this beer before? And then he would say, yes, Mikey, you have. And then so I feel like Splinter's the one that kind of holds it all together on the brains of the end mm-hmm. of the thing. And he's always in control of and behind the scenes. And I feel like Matt's kind of like that guy.
And mine's kind of similar, Matt. Your alter ego for me would be Yoda. Again, because you're smart, not because you're small and green.
Hope
which
not.
You're not. But... Because you're smart,
you know?
And it's like you know the industry like Yoda knows the Force, and you are teaching industry to Nick and Mikey, and you do have all the answers, you know, like Colin was saying, Mikey will say, like, you know, what hops do I like again, Matt? And you always have the answer. So I think look you're like Yoda, you but like, Centennial. You know, if Count Dooku comes to fight you, you're going to kick his ass. So
I think sometimes it's in the Centennial. Background when Mikey's saying silly things, you look at him and you don't say it out loud, but I think you say, be afraid, be very afraid.
If you could only you could see me shaking, nodding my head.
So our new brewery for this weekend that we tried was called Black Project Wild and Spontaneous Ales.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
And they had some really interesting beer. They had sounds beer sour. That really did not taste like beer at all. It tasted like fruit juice, a lot of it. Like, not hoppy at all. Like, seriously, like fruit juice. It was really good. You know, if you like that, but crawlers. They didn't have any, like, beer-flavored beer, so... you know, it's good for one or two.
Now it's all raspberry, peach, different kinds of fruit
passion
flavors.
Passion fruit.
Yeah, passion fruit, but very tart stuff. You know, they never really did anything with any bread or lactose, so I think they relied on all the fruit characters, and it was super interesting, a really cool spot.
Yeah, it was a neat concept, something that, like, beer, I've never tasted beer like that before.
They have an airplane wing for the bar top, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then to answer Fontana Jim, I would say AB InBev is the most evil brewery, or not brewery, but big beer out there, because they own Heineken, they own Corona, they own Ballast Point and 10 Barrel and everything like that. And they're always pushing out taps for the other, you know, smaller people. So I definitely think that AB InBev is the most evil.
I'm going to go with True Brewing Company on Broadway in Denver. Because they love to be evil. They play nothing but heavy super metal in their bar. It's really dark
black
in there.
Metal.
I want to go there.
Even a different kind of evil.
It's not like sometimes. Yeah. It's all the time. It's like super evil all the time in there. When you go and wash your hands after you take a leak in the bathroom, employees must carve Slayer into arm before returning to work.
Yeah.
Like, that's how evil they are. Yeah. I think they'd appreciate my vote. For them to be the most evil brewing company.
Yes.
So I'm going with True.
That's true. They do strive to be evil.
Oh, dude, it's incredibly fun, too. They actually make some pretty good beer, too.
We want to remind everyone who's participating in the Host Appreciation Week superhero alter ego thing that next week is all about Nick.
Ah, crap.
And
I'm calling in sick.
Good work, guys.
Aw, thanks, kids.
You know, I might not be able to remember to take my multivitamin in the morning, but when I get to work, I remember some shit. People will come to me and they go, "You seen Stapler?" And I'll just like look into my mind and I'm like,
"Stapler."
It's either going to be next to the toolbox or on top of the refrigerator. And I go, "How do you know that?" Well, I just do.
I had to staple my ham sandwich together earlier. Yeah.
It's getting loose.
It's getting loose.
Stable it.
Tape just doesn't work.
Perfect pour. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. And guess what? I'm emailing a voicemail this week.
Oh, my God.
Seems Google Voice does not like to
accept
full voicemails. They love to cut people off. Florida Steve.
Oh.
And so I got a question for you guys.
All right.
So Stone is going to open a second tap room in Germany, and they're going to be opening their Napa location, and they're going to be expanding into China. I'd love to know what you guys think on that.
Gotta get are they them sales.
Going to pull a Green Flash and I get too big too soon? Love to know what you guys think on it, and keep up the good work, and I'll give you a little bit of music to talk over.
Oh, okay. We got to talk during this music.
Oh,
this is great.
Wait, now, do you think snow brewing is getting too far out there and gonna be Green Flash?
No. Sadly, no.
Oh, okay.
This is gonna keep going.
That sounds like now I'm at Knott's Berry Farm. No, wait. Who has the Nobody has the Warner Brothers, the Looney Tunes characters. Wait, Magic Mountain?
Yes.
Magic Mountain has Magic Looney Tunes, huh?
Wow.
That was it. Where's more of my Looney Tunes music?
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's an iceberg to sink stone.
No, they're pretty keen on it.
Yeah, that thing like, just seems like a machine that just going to keep going.
It feels like whatever they do, they already know it's going to work. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to China, and China's an up-and-coming beer place. So they're like, yep, we're going to make money here. Yeah. I wonder how well, I guess the place in Paris, is it Paris? It's in France, right?
What's that?
That or no, it's in Germany, sorry.
The Berlin.
Berlin one. That it's outside of town, so I guess that's sort of an issue for them right now. Like, you have to travel. You can't just, you're like, oh, I'm in Berlin. We got to go check out the stone place. I guess it's outside of town. But like, I wonder how well it's doing. I have never heard a report on how it's going over with the Germans. Like, I know as American tourists are in Berlin are like, oh, gotcha.
Oh, so it's like going over there and going to McDonald's.
Yeah, I wonder how Berlin people are accepting stone and IPA and American IPA and all that stuff.
Or have they done nothing but lagers over there?
They're like, let's not do IPAs. Let's just do lagers.
They tailored their culture to their atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm curious to know, but yeah, I don't think Stone's getting too out there for themselves. They know what they're doing. They're not gonna.
Yeah, they seemingly have a intuition about the industry.
Mm-hmm. Industry.
Hello, guys. The Fontana Jim here.
Ooh.
So this week I was thinking about all of the people and get-its, I guess what we had even before they were get-its, that I owe to the Perfect Pour podcast as a big giant thank you. I mean, heck, I've gone out and drank with Paul from Fairfax, and that same day the Bearded Brewer, we met up and all three of us went out to Popolo's before the show, and
mm-hmm.
and Scotty B, heck, I've pre-gamed with him a couple times, and you know, Florida Steve and Evil Circle, they ship some beer boxes back and forth. So I guess, you know, it's kind of like drinking with Florida Steve. And, you know, I've even been to hang out at the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden with Steve and Zach and Jake from State Farm. I've met that guy outside of the Tioga Beer Garden. Hell, you guys introduced me to Pine and Palm, and I've had beers with Roger and, as a matter of fact, at the first location, I even got Mikey right out in the wild and had an outside of Dorktown studio get it with the Mikey.
What?
Over at Roger's place in Pine and Palm.
Impossible.
Yeah, it's true.
That leads me to think that there's only one person missing.
What?
Yeah, Nick.
Nah, it's not true.
I don't think I've ever had a beer outside of the podcast with the Nick 80.
Are you sure?
How about that?
I don't know about that.
Well, you know, if you're ever down in SoCal over the next couple weeks, and it just happens to be a get-together where there'll be some smoking and some cooking. Smoking meats, there, boys. We don't touch any of those herbs down here.
Not smoking weeds.
Garage boys hang out.
Oh, isn't that legal down there?
Give me a ring. Get in contact. Legal? Keep in touch. And, bye.
Oh, he didn't do it. Oh. He didn't do it.
He's trying to trend a different thing.
Bye.
Bye. All right, thanks. Thanks, Jim. The Fontana Jim on Untapped and social media. Looking for a get it with Nick.
Man, I don't know. June 2nd might be a good day.
You're just saying.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
What?
June 2nd.
Why?
Why?
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. I didn't say that. Is this a tap room?
Okay. No.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Huh? Oh, gotcha. No, there's a Southern California VW show.
Okay.
In the Auto Club Fontana Raceway.
Fontana Raceway, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was.
If only he was closer to Fontana.
I was thinking about the epic giddick that's going to happen once Zach Spring.
Yes, that will be. That's where I'll be. Look for me there.
All right, let's get into the regular voicemails. If we can hear those, maybe we will.
I had to wait 3 minutes before I heard an I Love Gold from. Hey, Perfect Pour, it is Hoppy Libations.
Hey, Hoppy Libations.
This Pavlovian experiment that you're doing in your last episode, where I had to wait 3 minutes before I heard an I Love Gold from when you opened a can.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it was killing me. I think you did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
We you might have done that on
technical
purpose.
Technical issues.
I'm not entirely sure. You're welcome to keep talking over me, as I'm sure you probably are.
Oh, yeah.
But I have two
Who's
questions
this?
For you. One, I got my bottle
did
of Parabola.
Say?
Yes.
Should I drink it or should I store it?
Ooh.
I'm not sure.
That's
I haven't
a good
decided yet.
Question.
I feel like it's a really special commodity. So, not sure what I should do with that. So, people should recommend what I should do with my bottle of Parabola. And
we'll
second,
show you what to do with it.
I was planning with my husband, we are going to be going around traveling during the summer. And we are going from the Tampa area up to Asheville, North Carolina, then over to Louisville, Kentucky, then over to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then somewhere through Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, over to Minneapolis, and then down to Kansas City, and then back to Tampa. So for all the reps out there, we're totally in for as many get-its as we can have, and if anybody has any recommendations about places that we, like, absolutely have to go to, then you should totally hit us up on that. So, with that, I will let you go. Keep up the good work, guys. And, by the way, I'm driving!
There's some recos.
Some recos.
Libation needs some recos, guys.
So, I think it's up to Chef. I think he's in Chicago.
There's also...
I don't have any Kentucky. I don't have any...
Carolina. Did Keith say he wants to be a rep, or we just Keith's over there?
No, I think we... Well, we...
Keith-isms.
We've nominated him as
the
rep.
We forced him to be a Carolina
rep.
Yeah,
he's never... Yeah, so here's how it works. If you're the first caller and you give us your name, just your first name, it doesn't have to be the full name, but your name or your social media handle and the city, and nobody else is called from that place, you're automatically
rep. You're just rep.
So, yeah,
if you
is,
didn't volunteer,
as it is Keith
you can at least
in North Carolina.
It. We'll still call you the rep, though.
Oh, yeah. No obligation to do so, but you're more than welcome to have the spot if it's vacant.
Go.
So yeah,
got a
no
beer.
Kentucky, no Indiana. Did she? Yeah, she did say Indiana, right? On her way to Illinois. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all I got. Right. Oh, and hold, please.
Hold.
Drink Parabola now.
Yeah. Oh yes, that yes. question.
Go get your Yeti. Draw yourself a hot shower, and just enjoy it.
Nah, it's already humid in Florida. No hot shower needed.
You're recommending Parabola in the shower as a shower beer?
It'd be a good ass 10.
All right.
And if you enjoy it that much, we will find a way to get you another.
Oh, Nick just committed.
I know. It's
no,
scary.
I didn't commit.
That's an old Parabola. I would not recommend holding Parabola more than 2 years.
Really?
That is my professional opinion.
Oh. Drink it within 2 years.
Yeah. But if you never had it, definitely drink it fresh.
You got it. You got to.
It will be hot. Don't get me wrong.
You
got
to know what it tastes like fresh.
Yeah. It will be hot. The alcohol feel will be very present right now. But you got to know what that's like.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. You got to know whatever that beer is, what it's like fresh.
Yeah.
And then you can.
And they're making a ton of it now. It's not hard to get anymore. No longer a whale.
Boom. Good morning, guys. It's
Paul.
Calling from the landline again.
Yes.
Here at the brewery, cleaning lines, brewery money, cleaning kegs, drinking coffee. Hey, I wanted to say thank you to Loyo and the ladies of Drake's for the invite. I would love to go to the Session Fest. However, that same weekend, I am working a brew fest called Ales and Trails. I don't know much about it other than the fact that it's in San Francisco. So, alas, I won't be able to go to Session Fest, which sounds like a whole lot of fun. And speaking of which, since I'll be working a brew fest, I won't be working at the brewery, which means that all of you people who are planning on coming down to have a get it with me are going to have to wait until the following weekend. So if your plan
unless you
want to
go to this
Saturday the 26th for your get it, for your pre-scheduled get it, you'll have to wait, and we'll make a reschedule. But get your reservations in.
Yes.
Because they're becoming very popular.
Oh, yeah. Seats are open. Iron Springs and Fairfax has gone crazy.
I wanted
crazy.
To say something also. I'm talking to listeners today, it seems like, but I wanted to reply to Scotty B. Regarding the Brut IPAs, we just made one here. It's pretty tasty. I've had two other ones. But what Scotty B was saying about the Bruts, it's not as dry as you would think. What really happens with the Brut IPA is it actually changes the mouthfeel and the body more than the sweetness. So it's very effervescent like champagne. There's no like head retention or anything. And it is definitely more dry and less sweet. And it makes the hops pop in a different way. You get a lot in the aroma, and it's a more dry, less juicy flavor on the tongue, but still, it doesn't kill any hop flavor by any means. So I would highly recommend trying one at your local brewery today. I would have sent you guys a crowler of one, but I don't trust sending crowlers in the mail, to be honest. I'm not going to send any crowlers.
All right.
I just wanted to say one more thing. Here is a band that I guarantee has never been once mentioned on The Perfect Pour.
Okay.
Crocus. Oh. Right? Nobody's ever talked about Crocus.
I might have.
Remember?
There might be a reason.
All right. That's all for now. Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work.
Cheers. Thanks, Paul. Whoa, there it is.
What? Whitesnake still of the night?
Put that phone down hard.
Crocus.
I remember Crocus.
I have one of their albums.
Whoa!
I should listen to it, I guess.
Wow, yeah. You really should.
Should I?
No.
I'll bust it out.
You shouldn't.
I'll bring it for the record player next week.
All right. Sounds good. For tailgate?
Tailgate.
All you...
we'll listen to some Crocus.
All you golden gods that donate money to us Patreon.
Is it C-R-O-C-U-S or is it K-R-O-K-U-S?
K-K. No C.
No C. No. No C here.
No C.
Well, hold on, there's an ad. I just want to see. We'll just play it out.
He meant still the night.
We have
by
a
Weiss
new name. Beer we haven't talked about, oh. I don't think, that Nick probably hasn't even had. Donated to the show, but I think that's the Keefism beer.
It is Keefisms.
In New England.
Body Electric. Weissman.
From Weissman Brewing?
Is this what you were talking about?
They're calling this a New England.
It's not that New England.
Thank goodness.
That doesn't... That sounds a little too straightforward for Crocus to me, but alright. I'm not a Crocus expert.
Why not? Yeah. What have you been doing with your time?
I always remember Crocus being more like Iron Maiden-y. This is very poppy metal.
Sebastian Bach.
How about like this?
Metal Rendezvous. That's out of my head.
That sound now I'm feeling Crocus, bro. Yeah, we got that. Oh, he's gonna have that wind.
The wind.
That fucking Old West Plains wind in your metal song. Fuck. Oh, this is gonna be serious right now. Ooh, it's like Old West. Wow. I'm really getting in the mood. Here we go.
Oh, it's they're going to fade in.
It's going to build in.
They're fading in.
Build up.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, crescendo, like bro. In. Got a crescendo. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I don't care if they ask us for $5. We're playing this. It's going to happen.
Oh. No, we're not sending it through the board, so it's fine. It's in the background. Oh, yeah. Got to have a long intro.
Wow.
You got everyone selling in.
Oh, every DJ is still talking over this part.
Yep. Oh, no. Damn it. Missed it. Missed the post.
When's the song start?
Coming, we're gonna later on. We're gonna have Hammer. He's gonna be out there at State Farm Insurance. We've got a remote going on out there. We got later on this
traffic
weekend,
coming up on the fives and sevens.
Gonna come up on the five and the sevens.
Your weather.
Oh man, looks like we got an accident on the 101.
You know. That'd be funny because this is probably what he plays when he works on Saturdays. Crocus Saturdays.
Crocus Saturdays. Good old Crocus Saturdays.
Mixing it up a little bit. Getting away from the top hits. And
he's just got his... He has the roll-up in his Ford trucks just parked halfway in the brewery and it's blaring from the truck.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta use my car stereo.
Yeah.
Have your jumper cables ready.
All right. That was great. That's great. Classic.
Okay. Yo, classic. Play more?
Hey, classic. Perfect Poor, a.k.a. Joanne here again.
Joanne?
I've been back. MIA for a couple weeks. Didn't have anything really to say, so.
Did I play that or
no?
But this week, today, I've got something for you, Nick, which is a clear IPA.
Yes.
And when I mean clear, I mean a freaking clear, because it's
freaking clear.
Pours like freaking water.
Damn.
It's almost no tint, like literally pours like water or like club soda. It's from Springdale. And it's called Any IPA. It's brewed with Crystal.
Because that's what you do in the tap room.
I guess that's it. Like
any IPA.
That's all I can see on the can. But
crystal hops. What are crystal hops?
It's interesting and funky, but it's pretty good. It literally has no head, and it's super carbonated, like ginger ale. It's pretty crazy.
Man.
Another thing is, I guess now in Mass, we get Half Acre Brewing from Chicago, which is pretty sweet.
Chicago.
And I got, I think this weekend I got the...
Did Chef sing
Navaja, which also Keesisms happened to have a check-in of. And apparently we jumped space times or something because we took the same picture
a year apart and in different states,
which is
holy crap,
pretty funny.
Time traveling.
That's pretty much it for updates over here. The only thing that new that came into Massachusetts was Half Acre.
Nice.
But I think that's it. Mm-hmm. So, guys.
Oh yes!
Well done.
That's the way to finish a voicemail.
That's well done.
And of course, it plays the whole thing.
I couldn't do it. Damn it! I was gonna try to manufacture it. You can't manufacture it. There it is.
Damn it! That made
that's the first time.
So
people are getting creative with their sign-offs this week. I see that as a trend.
Guys. With 2 exclamation points.
Guys. Still in the voicemails. How's everyone doing?
Oh, I want some of that clear IPA. Where's this?
Give me that clear IPA.
Oh, you said a clear IPA?
Yes, please.
You got it coming right
He's
up.
He's making me a milkshake, isn't he? I love gold. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it is clearing. It's clear. Oh, look at that.
What's going on at that?
Look at that.
That looks like a normal IPA or something.
Good. You could pour yourself some.
I just want to look at yours. I'm so impressed right now.
From center to right to left of your podcast now, hopefully.
What?
From Libertine Brewing. This is it looks like a 16-ounce can from Libertine.
This is...
How is that possible?
Yeah. And how is it this clear?
They make their own 16-ounce cans on-site.
Whoa. On-site.
Hand-forged?
You could can your own 4-packs.
Does he melt down 12-pack cans and reshapes them into 16-ounce cans?
Sure.
Is this okay for the environment?
If that makes you feel better, yeah.
It does.
Libertine's single fin.
I want breweries to install a blacksmith shop to forge their own cans. That's the next level.
So they do $7 16-ounce cans or $24 for a 4-pack. So then it's $6 a can.
$6 a
can. And you can get any of their beers that are not membership only in a can. So.
Ooh.
So what's happening right now? What style is this?
IPA.
From Libertine?
Yep.
A straight IPA?
Yeah.
From Libertine?
Yes.
The Libertine?
Yep.
Tyler?
Yep.
Libertine?
Yep.
Central Coast?
Yep.
San Luis Obispo?
Yep.
Morro Bay? Yep. Avila Beach?
Yep.
They got one in Avila Beach
now. At Tascadero.
Oh, they got one in Tascadero now?
Like Tascadero.
At Tascadero?
I think that's the main brewery.
No, dang. Santa Maria.
Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. One of those 20 minutes. One of those cities that's 20 minutes from the other one.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Pismo Beach.
Santa Maria. So wait, so Libertine, then Libertine has three, then four tap rooms?
Yeah.
So they only have like two more left. Why don't they just open up a Fresno one? Come on,
because Tyler melted last time he was here.
Yeah, he's like, nope, I'm not going to go out there.
Nope.
So Liberty makes an IPA?
So
what's happening?
He can surf in Lemoore now.
That's right. We have professional surfing.
That's right.
You may remember back in the day they made a brown ale called Brown Notes. That was a clean brown ale. That was in collaboration, I believe, with Faction. And then they also did a collaboration. It was a Northeast IPA called Yeast of Burden. We had that on the show.
We did.
And so this time he collabed with Fig Mountain, and they came out with this clear IPA.
Wow. Oh, it's a collab.
Yeah. All three times have been collabs, because obviously he doesn't have means to do clear beer.
Clear beer.
So he collabs with somebody. And
it's good.
Yeah.
It's good beer.
Mm-hmm.
This is good beer.
Yeah, the hop utilization in this beer is fantastic.
Hop utilization. Wow. Can I use that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to use it now. That sounds good.
You cannot. That's not how you order a beer. That's not what he meant.
What kind of hop utilization you have on this beer?
I'd like to utilize some hops, please.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'd like to utilize 16 ounces of hops.
What's going on, fellas? It's your Minnesota rep. Single cam.
What's up,
and I'm about halfway through last week's episode, and I hear that we got a gentleman
I'm
with a
already
name,
sick Adi,
I believe his name is, that was inquiring about joining me potentially and being a Minnesota rep. Yeah. And I think, you know what? Minnesota's big enough where we have so many breweries.
Many lakes.
Not only in the Twin Cities.
Lots
but
of lakes.
All over hell.
All the lakes.
I would definitely love to take on another rep here. I don't think my best man at my wedding, a.k.a. Mike Arco, is going to hold down the fort as well. Anyway.
Thrown on.
Yeah, I don't know if we can figure out how we could put this together. If Audi would want to be the Twin Cities maybe sector of the state, I'm down for that, because I try to stay away from the Twin Cities as much as I possibly can, because this is too much. Fucking commotion. It drives me crazy just going to the cities. Too much. He did touch on some good breweries. Modest is very good. They have exploded, completely fucking exploded. They're doing great things. A lot of milkshake stuff, a lot of experimental as well. And then he also touched on Omni out of Maple Grove. They're doing great stuff. They started out a little iffy, but after some time, they picked up and they are starting to brew really good beer. They also have they also brew a milkshake. It's a raspberry milkshake IPA that was really, really good as well. But yeah, I would have to agree that milkshakes are exploding here in the state. However, I don't agree with the Surly comment. I have pros and cons of Surly. The name's huge. They've been around, but Curious is a good beer, my friend. I mean, I don't know if you got some bad taste buds, defective taste buds or what, but Furious, Axeman, Abrasive, man, it certainly has a good lineup. Unfortunately, after Todd left, it's kind of been slippery slope, but I think they're building back up. But man, I don't know. I still think Surly brews some of the best beer in the state. And I think there's thousands of people behind me that would agree. But hey, everyone's style is different. I can't argue. Yeah, let me know what you think, man. If you want to take on the Twin Cities, I can take on non-Twin Cities or something like that. I don't know how it should work. But hey, I'm always down for some more good quality help from a rep. Hope you guys are having a good week. Keep up the good work. I'm driving!
Woohoo! He's single camming. He's hitting that rev limiter. So he's really right.
Brewing controversy.
Single cam is the OG Minnesota rep. So if he's willing to share, we'll have to.
He says he adjust by area codes. Doesn't want to go into the cities.
Yeah. So
he doesn't want to go into St. Paul.
I like that collab. Area reps.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys.
Hey, it's gotta be. Yeah.
Super shout.
Fun.
And that Sunburn song, whatever that's called, you know, as the show's exiting.
It's called Nerd.
Oh,
shit. That was. Oh, no, that was the fucking voicemail line. Damn it. And Scotty B.
He had something important to say.
It was about the Sunburns, too. I was interested. Damn it. What about that Sunburn zone? It's called Nerds. It's there's a link to it and in the show notes every week if you want to check out it's from a whole album from the Sunburns. This guy, Bad Andy, he's been in a couple or no, Bad Andy's from a different band. I get Bad Andy and Carlos mixed up, but same guy. He's in a couple of different bands, but that's a full album. If you click the link in the show notes, Sunburns link, you can listen to it all and buy it if you want.
So, guys, it's the Muppup, and guess what? I'm driving in a Muppupmobile.
I'm in a Muppupmobile. Making the way is to everybody.
Say hi to you guys. Say keep up the good work a little bit earlier than most people. I also wanted to check in because I got a long ass drive coming up this weekend going to Phoenix for Memorial Day weekend.
It's a rough.
And I heard Mikey mention that he it was in Phoenix and that he kind of knows some places around there. Or at least that's what I inferred.
Yep.
So I'm hoping while I'm doing an 8-9 mile hour drive out there. That I could listen to you guys and Mikey give me some references or places I should go check out in Phoenix. All right, boys. Take care. And if I find anything good, I'll send you guys some goodies.
All right.
What?
Cheers.
Good. Cheers. Renhouse? WREN. Renhouse. It's in Phoenix proper. It's kind of nearish downtown. Really good. And they even collabed with Tioga Sequoia Brewing. Mother Bunch, also near the airport, near downtown. Mother Bunch Brewing in Phoenix. Those are two. There's one out. It's not quite Chandler. I keep getting it mixed up with 12 West, but I think 12 West is an LA San Diego one. And I keep getting mixed up. Damn it. I don't know. But those two, make sure, and Arizona Wilderness, very good as well.
Oh,
that
yes.
One's in Tempe. I think they're in Tempe or Mesa.
They had a beer I wanted to try.
Arizona Wilderness, really good. And Arizona Wilderness has food, has a whole shebang. You know, you can take your family there. Somebody that's not a beer geek, you can at least eat. A Renhouse super beer geek place, like you know, tap room only place. You're not gonna want to take a non beer geek person there. Mother Bunch, I think they had food. Mother Bunch is a little bit easier to take your normal person to. And Santan also has the food and the beer, and pretty good beer. I think probably Santan's a little underrated. So those are my recos. That was the day I had. It's a pretty good day. I'm recommending those. Beer Papa. We're still got some voicemails left.
Hey, the perfect bar.
Hey, Chew, what's Dura up?
Beaches party. What are they? Do you be here, eh? I'm drinking some Focal Banger. I'm feeling good, eh?
Focal Banger.
I got 2 4-packs of Handy Topper. Yeah, Holmes, I'm calling just to rub it in. Mikey, I appreciate your unboxing video of the beers I sent you. I hope you guys enjoy them. Other things I got to say is it's been an amazing week, Holmes.
Yeah.
Memorial Weekend's coming.
Yes.
Enjoy yourselves.
Long
I'm
weekend.
Taking a fucking day off. Normally, woo, I work holidays.
Just listen to the Perfect Pour every day on Memorial Day weekend.
Banger. I got Vermont beer. I got the Alchemist.
Enjoy all the college baseball regionals, or not the regionals, the conference
I'm
tournaments.
Also calling to let everybody know that Chew Your Beer will be putting up a new fill in the blank contest. But guess what, Holmes?
What,
it's
going to
be 2 beers this time,
Holmes. Oh, shit.
2 beers are going up for
Odele.
The contest. So 2 lucky winners will be picked next week, Holmes, on your show. I'll call in with the winners, and we'll go from there. But early, 2 beers fucking drunk, and really fucking good.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Larry, he's having a good time. I like that. Away.
Peace out.
Is that your
head? Watcho.
Oh, yeah, listen to
that. Cholos do listen to rock, I say.
They do everything, man. Cholos, you don't know. You can't box them, man. You can't label them as whatever. They'll do anything. They'll be super cool and do whatever. Chew Your Beer on Untappd. He's got the contest, man.
Yeah.
He just, for the love of beer, being a cool guy, he runs that contest on his Untappd. You fill in the blank. You do your version of a Mad Lib. He does a Mad Lib kind of thing, and you got to fill in the blank and be the funniest. And then if you are, he'll send you beer. It's a cool thing. Does more than we do.
What are you talking about?
What's up, Perfect Four? This is Mike Montoya, aka Just Can't Win. And just calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice, or not did notice, sorry. Sorry, I was distracted. A few episodes behind, but reading or listening back up on a few of them, I'm noticing there's a lot of discussion about individual reps and areas and the whole recommendation system where people call in and ask for recos, which is awesome. And for some reason, it just popped in my head that maybe it'd be cool to get a system where each rep makes a list of places that can be available, like in a PDF format, mm-hmm. via like the MikeyTopPour.com situation, or, you know, okay. accessed somewhere. Okay. So if I'm going to Portland or Fresno or San Francisco, that it's just something that can be downloaded and, you know, rank spots that the rep recommends, and could be super easy to access, and I think a tool that might be super useful to people instead of calling in and missing the episode or forgetting to listen, mm-hmm. or maybe someone doesn't call in, it's kind of already
never
good
forget
to go.
To listen.
It could even be something that people base trips off of based on the stuff that's uploaded already. I don't know, it was just kind of an idea. But yeah, I think I'm 3 episodes behind, and I'm trying to catch up, but keep up the good work.
Thank you. Just
guys.
Can't win. Guys.
I like it. So USA Marino was talking to us about doing a Google map,
mm-hmm.
with the pin drops that show the rep from the area. So if we are smart enough, we could find a way to link the pin to the social media handle of that rep for the area.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are willing and can find the time, because I know everybody's busy like we are, but if they could type out a list, if we could have them click on that pin, it gives you the social media handle. We don't want anything personal, like no personal information, but just the social media handle, and then have that list drop down that he's talking, that Just Can't Win's talking about.
Yeah,
that would be freaking perfect.
The reps recos right for that town.
So you click on the link and it shows you how to direct message them, but gives you their list, so you don't have to bother them at all if you don't want to.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. If you're like me, introverted, and don't want to
right
actually contact anybody, but still want the information,
you could see. So maybe we work something that somehow work that out.
Yes. I agree with this. I like all these ideas. Let's see if we can figure it out.
All right. A plan's coming together.
This week, I was actually trying to transfer the Perfect Pour Pod website over, because right now it's just like a WordPress site, and I'm trying to just make it the .com and like be able to make pages that I can just say, all right, here's the rep page, blah, blah, blah. So I've been doing a little back-end work on that. So we're trying. We're going to get it done. So have a spot where we can just have all the reps, or just the reps have their recos and then we have it. So listener can be like, oh, I'm going to Denver this week. Where should I go? Where would a Perfect Pour listener recommend I go?
That'd be sweet.
Hey, you know, I emailed my email earlier and I forgot a couple people after I emailed and thought about it.
Oh, no.
Seconds.
Oh, no.
You know, I guess I owe the, Greg from SD Beer Talk and the entire crew of 3B Zine guys to you, too. I never would have met those guys without listening to your podcast first.
There you go, yeah. Fontana.
You know, before, when I was a young Padawan in the beer podcast young world,
Padawan.
I didn't venture out too much.
Don't do it.
Imagine that.
I think
I'm missing someone else. Who am I missing?
Nobody.
Tony Baggs. I almost forgot Tony Baggs. There's no forgetting Tony Baggs.
There is not.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Especially his facial hair. You'll never forget Tony Bagg's facial hair.
Mm.
And his fan being a Giants fan.
You'll never forget that.
Nope, never forget it. Thanks, the Fontana Jim. And thanks to everyone that left all the beefy voicemails this week.
She called beefy. Me
beefy.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't.
She called from a payphone.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, Matt could have called from a payphone this week and he did do it. Or 559-492-0542 is that. You can participate in the show like all those people.
Maybe he didn't have a quarter.
Yeah, he probably didn't have change in his pocket. Like us old men like me do.
Looking out for.
Off my lawn.
Lawn.
Here's a shiny quarter.
Here's some quarter. Go buy some gum.
You can get a car wash for a quarter. Do some laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You can park for 15 minutes downtown.
Yeah. Do that. Woo, man. Beer releases every week. Breweries release beer because they like to have the money and they like to have people drinking their beer.
You cannot make one
That's
beer.
That's how it works. So what we got this week, Matt, you got any thing you're looking out for?
Vengeful Barbarian from Alvarado. It's an IPA.
Okay.
And then Palapala of Your Dreams.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like somebody's trying to do a parabola.
Nope.
Feels just like.
Feels. Is that a store brand parabola?
Yeah, it's like Dr. Shasta.
It is
Dr. Thunder.
A thatched roof dwelling.
Oh.
Usually open on the sides.
Of course.
It's a Silicon Valley reference. That's what Ehrlich builds in his backyard.
Yeah, it's a.
It's a parabola.
I swear he said something else in that. Okay.
Somebody else is like your tiki hutter. They made some other joke about it. But.
Yeah.
All of a palafala. Are you trying to say parabola?
Trying to say parabola.
Also IPA. Also Alvarado. Also want it. Then I was surprised to see that Almanac is getting back into the clear. It's not the clear. Clean the beer.
Get back into the clear game, guys.
Clean beer game. They used to put out a very delicious IPA in six packs, and then they just said, well, it's not working out the way we want it, so we're not going to do it anymore.
Well, this isn't working out. Never mind.
But they have an IPA, a dry hopped IPA coming out that features Simcoe and Mosaic. Unfiltered.
Oh, unfiltered.
And then
don't worry.
Stone and NoFX are teaming up to release six packs of Punk and Drublic.
Oh.
So I want to see what that's all about.
Yeah, I haven't had that before. Because like it seems like they did that.
Yes, we've had one.
Did we?
Yes.
Did we have a?
We've had one.
Oh, come on. You're kidding
me. It was
a
12-ounce can. Where's your 12-ounce
can? They're up.
They're up there.
They're in the little shelf.
We're looking at the can shelf.
Looking at the can shelf, sorry.
Look for social media for the can shelf.
Audio program.
I believe we've had this before.
Oh, maybe I just want it again.
That's right. It's fine.
So those are the beers.
Those are the beers Matt's looking out for. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Are you filming
this?
No. What are you doing?
I'm not. I'm not.
What are you doing?
Shh. Taking pictures.
I don't like this. Fall Brewing's Dirty Boots collab with the Pink Boots Society. Aww. IPA.
Because they're trying to say their boots are dirtier.
Yeah, these boots are made for walking. Let's see. Also looking out for the new La Folie, the 20th anniversary edition, as mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yep.
Also looking out for. Maybe not for me so much, but I think you guys will enjoy this very much. Pineapple Shakes.
Huh?
IPA.
Yeah?
A pineapple milkshake IPA.
You're already lost me.
Really?
No, I'm in.
I'm hoping
in.
This is the Dole Whip I've been looking for.
I'm locked in so far.
I'm hoping. So this is a new-to-me brewery. Bear Bottle Brewing? Is that what it is? Hold, please, while I bring up my untap.
Everyone,
Yeah, Bear Bottle Brewing Company out of San Francisco.
San Francisco.
It has a 3.88 on untapped.
That's pretty good.
Has been checked in by the likes of the Beer Popa.
The Beer Popa.
And Tony Rogers. Both untapped friends have checked this beer in.
I'm Tony Rogers.
No, not Kenny Rogers.
Hi, I'm Tony Rogers.
I'm on Jackass.
Hey, I'm on Jackass.
Both rate it very highly. I saw this at Whole Foods earlier today.
And you didn't pick it up?
No. Because I was scared. I was like, fuck, it's milkshake, but it's pineapple. But it's milkshake, but it's pineapple. Yeah, next week when I'm not buying other beer.
Anything else?
And no, sir. No. That looks to be all I have this week.
I'm just, I'm not really looking out for anything in particular. I'm just enjoying this time of year and the beer. And
why?
Because
all the IPAs?
Well, yeah, it's spring, but I like it because it's the zone of it. Besides pumpkin beers, every beer, you know, besides winter pumpkin spice beers, every beer is just free. It's a free for all. You can still drink stouts. It's IPAs are in season, the session IPAs, session beers, pails. It's just a great time to be alive in the spring as a beer geek.
Wow.
I'm looking out for all the beers.
All the beers.
All the beers.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I got splattered.
Got a little
sploosh. Splattered.
I love gold.
Figured we needed a
stout.
Yep, we needed something.
Good Lord, thank you.
It's a double milk stout, though.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like a milkshake IPA. It's worthless. Kazi.
Is it double the milk or double the stout?
double your pleasure, double your fun.
It's from Mars Community Brewing Company. In Chicago, Illinois.
Did you ride your
bike
today?
This is from the Beer Father. Got a clean glass.
No, but dog.
Going around the table. 12-ounce can if you're trying to make sure you can listen.
Just trying to clear that one out.
Mm-hmm. Where's my hummus IPA? Is anybody making a hummus IPA?
Whoa, now Scotty B just started writing down notes.
No. I need some chickpeas, Chief.
There's probably a Garbanzo IPA.
Garbanzo?
Garbanzo beans?
Garbanzo, sorry.
Garbanzo beans? Kidney beans? Garbanzo beans?
No, not kidney beans. No, good Lord. What you don't kind want of hummus are you eating?
Hummus?
No.
I don't know. I'm just throwing
you
out.
You don't know?
I'm throwing out items from thing from Pinto salad beans? Bars. I'm throwing out salad bar items. I just thought maybe... Maybe we can make beers out of them.
I'm sure you could. Some kidney bean
Jack's,
IPA.
Jack salad bar.
Nah, kidney beans would be an amber ale.
All right. I think you can make a kidney bean stout.
Kimchi carrots. That'd make a good beer.
I don't know about that. Ben, hot drinking. Oh my gosh. Nick, you have right in front of you right now, you have a non-IPA beer.
Thank
you. Have you had it yet?
No.
All right. Hold Try on. It. Try it. Hold, please.
Steal the aroma. Yeah, it's pretty much a dry stout.
Super dry.
Lame. Over it.
I get a little bit of something in there. Low lactose, that lactose.
A little bit, yeah, a little sweetness to it. A little weight on the tongue.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad beer.
Chocolatey, not roasty. It's pretty much chocolate milk.
Whoa, this past week, let's see.
You had beer?
I had beer.
Nice.
Didn't get crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty slow week, although I did go to the Yard House.
What?
That was my one big night out. Oh, no, I went to Pine and Palm, too. Forgot about that. Shit. I went to Yard House and Pine and Palm. What a night.
Same night?
What a night I had.
You party
same
animal.
Same night, guys. Oh, man. The life I lead.
How does anybody keep up?
Woo!
You're like a regular Kardashian.
I know.
Of the beer world.
Oh, I did have... A Juice Almighty.
Oh, man.
Donated to the show by The Beer Pope. The Beer Pope give us lots of beer.
Donated connection. To you.
Yeah.
Not the show.
Ooh, but there's one in there for the show.
We already had it, didn't we?
No. I don't think Nick's had it.
No, I haven't
Nick,
had it.
Nick forgot his. He has them. Don't leave without your beers, Nick.
You have a
ration in there.
Wow.
This Juice Almighty from Central Coast. Oh, man. It's a really good beer.
Sounds juicy.
Yeah, you might not like it because it's juicy.
Juicy.
Oh, it was. I enjoyed it immensely.
I give it to Louis.
I drank it so fast. It was a 16-ounce can. It was gone immediately.
Yeah, one sip.
Goop, 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 and goop, I'm not a fast drinker, and it was just gone. I was like, one minute, I was like, what happened?
wait a minute.
Did I set my beer down?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, I was like, yeah. Producer Becky hates IPAs, so I was like, there's no way. And then I have a 9-year-old daughter. I was like, she didn't drink it.
My.
Like, who drank this? Who did this? It must have been me, I guess. Yeah, I was at Yard House. They have the Stone I'm Peach double IPA. I'm Peach. Get it?
I'm Peach.
The Stone got in a lot of trouble with the Trumpers with their Impeach Peach double IPA.
Is that what they're called now?
The Trumpers.
The Trumpers.
They you Trumpers. Trumpers. I had to try it, and it was all right. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you know, it's Peach.
Right. Then I had one that I think you had as well, Nick.
Maybe.
It's... I just saw it was on the Yard House's board as like a sort of a rotating tap. You know, they've got their chalkboard series, which is kind of their rotating tap. They every 6 months they do a big tap changeover. But for 6 months those taps are there. So the only thing they got is about 6 taps that rotate during in between those 2 6-month, which is their chalkboard series. And one of them was this Weinheinstepfanner Brockpack. I totally
was that even
that.
A sentence?
Oh yeah, I said that. I nailed it. It's a Hefeweizen that Sierra Nevada collabed with some brewery. And you had it too. I saw it.
The Weinstephaner.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't like Hef. Have you tried the half? But I'm like, this is a beer I'm not going to have any other time. So what the hell? And it was a Hef.
It was a Hef, but it was pleasant.
Right. It wasn't like, ah! I was just like, I can drink this.
Light on the banana.
Yeah, it wasn't very banana-y. You're right.
Yes.
I had that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea it existed before this week.
Oh, another one from the Beer Pope, Monterey Street, Central Coast, Pale. Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. And when I was at Pine and Palm, had the Cryo 5. This is the fifth version of the Cryo.
How's this one doing?
Very good as well.
Nice.
Very good. Pine and Palm. Roger's growing his hair out, everyone. Look out.
Awesome.
His beard's growing out. His hair is growing longer. He's getting super craft beery, dude. Look out. He's becoming one of us now.
He's looking like Forrest Gump.
Yep.
Third cross country. He's starting
to get that Forrest Gumpy thing going on.
Yeah, I commented him on that the other day. I was like, you look like you work in a brewery. And he's like, well, that's what I do now. I work in a brewery.
Ain't got no time for a haircut.
I got time for a hair. I brew a beer.
Supercuts don't come to me.
There you go. Follow me on Untapped Dorktown or Mikey Topor. And if you're a listener, please, as people have been doing for the past couple months, really well, and I really like it. If you comment on one of my check-ins or tag me on one of your check-ins, say, hey, get me in the Perfect Pour group.
And woo! Perfect Pour!
So I can put you in the group, and then I can follow you a little bit closer than the regular Untapped people. And Matt. Oh, man. Bing. Matt, you were out of town.
This is
exciting. Woo. So exciting.
Drinking. Well, I was at Libertine. I sipped on their newest batch of Central Coast Saison. Phenomenal. Not overly tart, not overly sour. Just enough to know it's there. Just enough. I had this single fin, which spawned me to buy a 4-pack.
Yes.
I had their Edna, which is their table saison, always solid. And the first choice of plum beer I had was out. So then I had Under My Plum.
Under My Plum.
And it was they said it was like a triple inspired plum beer, but it was just all plum. I didn't get no bananas, and no Belgian, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's but, good.
It was
get
just,
rid of that Belgian.
It had this beautiful reddish tint to it, reddish purplish tint to it, and just tasted like some good old plum. And then I think he mentioned, did he say, I thought Tyler said pluots are kind of like plums.
Yeah, plum and apricot.
That sounds very Tyler-y, yeah.
So
it's a graft, a hybrid.
Yeah. Fruit. So he's like, you'll typically see pluots. You don't often see plums. And I was like, oh, mind blown.
They're good. Actually, they're really good.
Yeah.
You would appreciate that as a jam.
Okay. Pluot jam. Got it. And then I finished it off with their Soccer Mom.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. We've had bottles of that here.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like,
meh. Well win in Rome.
Taste or flight. And then at Central Coast, I enjoyed their Fresh Kicks, their Monterey Street, Juice Almighty, and some pizza while I was there.
Nice.
And then it was at Spokeasy on Sunday before I went out of town, because that's what I'm going to do. They had a new trick. It was a collab from New Glory and Sudwork. It was a Northeast. It was drinkable. I'll give you guys that.
Hey.
Like, calm down. Withhold
your
excitement. You tell
them you're like, hey, it's drinkable.
It's drinkable.
So those are some things I've been caught drinking this past week.
All right.
It's drinkable.
The Nick 80.
Okay. So, yes, I also had the Weinstephaner collab with Sierra Nevada. Just hanging out, you know, just hanging out at World Market.
That was at World Market?
Yeah, the bottle.
It's a bot. Does it have Sierra Nevada on the label at all?
Very, very small up on the neck.
That's weird.
You think
they would have that prominent.
Yeah, they even put it with the rest of the Weihenstephaner beer, so I thought nothing of it until ran into Santiago, who works there. Oganitas, as he's known on social media.
Oganitas.
Did you all see this?
Did you see this?
Oh, that reminds me. I got to pull something out here before we go.
Hey, yes.
Oh, that's what she said. Tasty beer. Nice, you know, nicely done. Hits the spot, but it's very traditional, as it should be from those two breweries. Also had clear AF from El Segundo.
Was it as described?
Very much so. They did not need to label it, but for those who are confused by this, is it hazy craze? You will not be confused by this beer. Some just outstanding on tap at Popolo's. Tap and Cellar.
Yes.
Santi Andarius.
Your bar in Fresno?
Santi Andarius, Yeoman's Pride. Very nice little sour beer they had there. Council's Gavel Drop, which is a clear IPA from Council, who's known to be a sour brewery, but they do IPAs every now and then. I had a collab between Burgeon Beer and Artifex Brewing.
Artifex
and Burgeon collab. It was New England style, but it was not overly the top New England beer. I did have another second bottle of the Trip Into the Woods Narwhal. Coconut.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Just waiting on some gold.
Whoa. That's coming out hot.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
That is bubbly. This is a local brewery. We had no idea, but thanks to Cost Plus, dude.
Yeah.
This is Los Banos Brewer. Paraíso?
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever lived in the valley and headed to the coast, you've
gone through 152? Gone through Los Banos. It's been Los Banos is a kind of about a population that needed a brewery. And now they apparently have it. So we got a beer gifted to us. Check out this Los Banos brewery. Now we have another place to stop in Los Banos. What is the style of this beer?
So this is a cucumber lager with a kick.
Cucumber lager with a kick.
And unfortunately, there's not much other description on there, so I don't know what the kick is from. Definitely, I'm guessing a chili.
Definitely get of the some cucumber. Sort. So this is exciting. We have another local. We're going to Los Banos, local brewer.
I think so.
Do we get the, they get, the, they're in the, within the mile radius to be a local brewer?
Yeah, they're close enough.
Just.
They're within, they're Madera under an hour. Madera adjacent. If you're under an hour, you're okay. You're local. This is pretty good though.
Yeah, they're inside of Gilroy, so.
Yeah. For this, they're in the valley. You're in the valley. It's local.
I was interested. He stopped by there. Oganitas stopped by there and had a few beers. And I was shocked that they're bottling already.
So they have a tap room.
Mm-hmm. They have a tap room.
I can stop in there, get beer, everything.
Bring stuff back. I'm not getting any heat. I thought there was going to be more chili.
No heat. I get the cucumber.
Mm-hmm. It's refreshing, that's for sure. Especially after all those damn hazy IPAs.
Them damn hazies.
Pretty good beer. I expect a little more heat, though. And a little fun.
Give me some peppers. Ah. things happen. We're already well into the Cheers song, guys. It's the end of the show. Yeah, man. Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods of the perfect pour. These people are amazing, amazing people. Individual, if you're a golden god, please have a, please feel good. Feel good about yourself because the golden gods donate money to the show every month, $5 or more via our Patreon site, Patreon. Patreon.com/perfectpour. It's a spot where you can donate money to the show, and then we can give you a little bit of kickbacks. Right now, the feature kickback is the tailgate session. So thank you, everyone that donates to the show. Helps us keep going, and we're going to get a order a new batch. That's the next thing up with our Patreon money, is to order a new batch of stickers. Woo! Exciting.
Sure.
Yep. Sure.
I'll get right on that.
We're going to do it. It's going to be awesome.
Ooh, should we do a it's vote for your favorite color?
Oh, all right.
Make a little
who wants that knows the stickers? Because Nick had variants. We had the main one, and then there are variants made. Mm-hmm. And there was the Oakland A's colors, which was my favorite, which I have on my truck window, back window of my truck. That's how much I like that one.
That was done specially for you,
and it's on my Traeger. I have a bin for my Traeger pellets for my grill, and it's on that bin. That's a serious bin.
That's a serious sticker.
Yeah, serious. So, and then there's there's a Dodger colors one.
Mm.
There isn't a Giants colors
one. Not so much Dodger colors.
Well, it's blue and there's some yellow.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Come on. And then there's the standard one that's brown. I like
the wood backed.
Yeah, that's the
It's supposed
classic.
To look like it's stamped on a wood yeah, barrel.
That's a classic one. But then there's one that's got some more light white around it.
Mm-hmm. It's putty cream color.
So there's things to vote for. So vote for your favorite.
But we could do more.
Oh,
we could do
different
gray,
ones. Wow,
red,
change it up.
Blue.
Exciting times in the beer sticker world.
I hate orange, so you're really gonna have to talk me into
the Giants fans are gonna have to really talk to
really
you
butter me up on that one.
Gray and orange is a color combo. All
right, but I hate that color.
So Matt, you got some cheers?
Cheers out to Tyler, Tad, Tony, and Stormy. All of the Central Coastians that I got to hang out with and spend some time.
Nice.
Talk with, hang with, and it's going over there would only be so much fun if I didn't get to see all of them.
Aww.
So.
Did you go to bang the drum?
Nope.
No.
Heard the Brewers hot though.
Yep. They have attractive people in that place.
That I've seen. Take me to the attractive brewery.
Hey, you got any of them attractive brewers here? Over at Banging the Drum. All right. See you later. All right, Nick. The Nick.
Cheers to It's a Theme. Fixed Gear Beer Crew.
Yeah.
Pedal Junkies.
Yeah.
Wheelie Will.
Oh.
And Silviano Wolf.
Wow.
And so those are my bike cheers, basically.
Nice.
But bike also,
month. Hope you guys have been enjoying
month.
It.
Bike month.
I have a bike. So before as you find those shoes. Okay, do one more cheers, and I got a question for you.
Okay, dokie. We have an update from Captain Wifo.
Captain Wifo.
Remember him?
Oh, Wifo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He is the gentleman that is... started at zero, and is now up to episode 71.
Oh, crap.
He says, still no Paul drops yet.
What?
He is pre-Paul in our podcast.
At 71, there still aren't any Paul drops?
It was probably at least 150 before we got drops.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I would have thought there would have been like around episode 50 we started in the Paul stuff.
And so he's into our 2015 era. He says, still 3 years behind. Ballast Point still reigns supreme. Hashtag Sculpin.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Like, we were just so Sculpin. Like, it was just Sculpin every day, all day. And it was just, it was like the Sculpin show with some other beer talk. It was like, much. Oh, I paid $18.99 for my Sculpin back this week. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we did. So we've had 252 shows. It's been about 5.5 years. It's about 45 episodes a year. So he's about on track.
So. Well, just wait till he gets to when Ballast Point sells out.
Oh, episode. My God.
Ooh, man. Wait till he gets to the Hallmark Tyler.
We need to Hallmark that episode.
Oh, wait till he gets to the Tyler and the Tony Bags episode.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a heavy day.
Woo. That was a good, oh, gosh. Good stuff.
Yeah, so cheers to Captain.
All right. Cheers. I had a question for you.
Okay. Let's
see if I can recall it.
Oh, I shouldn't have cut you off.
Damn it. Come on, brain. I can do it. Wait, what were you bikes? Talking about? Okay, you're talking about bikes.
Uh-huh. Bikes, cheers.
Okay.
Wheelies.
No, it's not coming to me.
Damn it.
God damn it.
So let it roll.
I'll remember when I'm listening back to the show.
Son of
a bitch. Damn it. It was a question I had for you.
Okay.
Fuck.
How to change a tire.
Nope. Nope. Wasn't it. Damn it. I'll never remember now.
Oh, man.
It's over. Okay. It's over. It's lost.
I will never cut you off again.
No, I was cutting you off to say something.
Yes.
So it's all on me. Everything's on me. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the show. This has been a great time. We always have fun every week. And thanks for hanging out with us. If you could share and subscribe to the show, this is the best thing you could do for us, other than being a golden god. Sharing and subscribing to the show, this is the most help you can do for us. At Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. Please be following us. Perfect Pour Pod, perfectpourpod.com. I'm Mikey Top Pour on the social medias. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Nick is The Nick 80. These all work for Untappd as well.
Yes.
And so be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. What you got, guys?
Ride safe.
Ride safe. Watch over your left shoulder. You never know what's going to happen. Oh!
Check your tire pressure.
I figured out what I was going to say. Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Yes.
I remembered. All right. So we're talking bike. It's bike month. This is very bike heavy.
Yeah. I like it. Okay.
So I'm if you're at an intersection, mm-hmm. fairly busy intersection.
Ooh, a little bit.
You're on the right. You know, let's say you're going north on Fruit or something. You want to turn left on the Bullard.
Ooh.
You want to turn left as a biker. You want to turn left. The light is red. This is to Matt too. Do you go into the left turn lane, which is legal as a biker?
Correct.
You can go into the left turn lane like a car would.
Yes.
Or do you stay in the right and you just go to the crosswalk, wait, go to the crosswalk again, and then go back? Or do you go into the left turn lane like a car would? You're up at the intersection, red light. You've got to make a decision. Do you go into the left turn arrow lane, or do you just cross like a walk, somebody walking would?
If I'm by myself, I will cross like a walker. Mm-hmm. If I'm with a group, I will go with everybody in the turn lane.
Matt.
That's a solid answer.
Okay.
But
as an individual, you would not go in that left turn lane, even though you have a right to be in that left turn lane.
Yes, because one, it's really hard for one bike to get that signal to turn for you, so you'll probably be there mm-hmm. forever unless a car comes up behind you.
Yeah.
That's a slow enough street to where I wouldn't be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. But in a group, you have more of a presence, so cars are more likely to see you wanting to make a left turn. Right. Whereas as a single rider, you'll kind of get lost in the crowd, lost in the...
Yeah.
In the atmosphere.
You might not be able to change. Because a lot of the lights here have the little sensor for bikes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's got to have the bike symbol over the lane mm-hmm. saying, hey, bikes are cool here. The signal will pick you up as a rider.
Yeah.
Usually you got to be a big car to trip those things.
Right. All right.
The one by your neighborhood, which I will not say which streets those are, they never pick me up. So I'm constantly using the crosswalk buttons to get across.
It's true.
I think they're supposed to, though.
They are supposed to, but I hover over them. I go back and forth.
Yeah.
I wave my bike around. Nothing. Yeah. I end up giving up and hitting the button.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you go. Now I feel better, everyone. I'm glad we did that. Yeah. I'm sure you're happy you're still here and you got to hear that.
You wanted to hear that. That was the best part of the whole episode. The most
All right, guys. Woo! Have fun. Be safe on this 3-day weekend, and we'll see you next week. The perfect poem. Goodbye, the Sunbirds album.